I want to talk about Lizette again, and a specific hotel that's in Krugersdorp. Now, just about 2 weeks after I had taken my trip down to Krugersdorp, I got some shocking, or rather surprising, yet also information that would give me, or gave me, closure to a question that had bothered me for a decade regarding Lizette's existence. Now, in my previous audio regarding Lizette, I'm sure you can understand why I was wondering if she was an actual real person, and, you know, where is she? And then this person contacts me, who I will not disclose any details for, just for sake of privacy and protection, and also out of respect for this person. But Lizette actually does exist. Lizette is still alive. As far as we know, she was at least alive up until I had left Sicilia, which is in 2010. Currently, she's missing in action. People are battling to find her. Now, the first thought is, I highly doubt Lizette is dead. She is just in hiding, simply because she helped Cecilia. Now, Lizette's name was mentioned so often through the time period I was friends with Cecilia, possibly almost all the way up until the very last few months of me knowing Cecilia. Lizette was a daily name mentioned, a daily conversation, an almost daily text message that I would receive from Lizette. So she was a very prominent figure through all of this. And now finding out that Lizette, in actual fact, is a real person. If I look back at the messages that I was sent and everything revolving Lizette and Cecilia, Lizette was helping Cecilia. I was told various things about the relationship between Lizette and Cecilia and how Cecilia also manipulated Lizette. So I cannot say, or I cannot give too much information as to how guilty Lizette is of a lot of things. I mean, we all know that Cecilia is extremely manipulative. And as far as my knowledge goes, and the others that were in Cecilia's so-called friendship circle, Lizette was basically used to help convince people that Cecilia was dying and she needed money. That Cecilia's father was trying to kill her, that the occult was trying to kill her, and so on. Those were the main topics. I do not know if, I honestly do not know if Lizette was involved in anything more, like the murders and all the numerous other crimes that Cecilia and her group were involved in. But now, with regards to finding out that Lizette is, in actual fact, a real person, was both surprising, yet obviously also not surprising, but worrying, honestly worrying, because Lizette is still out there. And worrying because what is her agenda? Is she, did she finally break free from Cecilia? After I had ended the friendship with Cecilia, did she finally manage to escape herself, and she also ended up realizing the truth? Or is Lizette in hiding because she is also in fact guilty of many other things that she still needs to be arrested for? I honestly cannot give any answers to any of those questions, but they do run through my mind. All I know is that, with regards to what happened during the investigation with Cecilia and her group, the group of the investigators, the police, the advocates, and so on, they they blew my mind. They were able to find things that were basically impossible to find. So I definitely do not doubt that in knowing that Lizette still exists, that the investigators will still be able to find her, regardless of whether she's changed her name, her appearance, where she lives, and so on. And then from there, they will also obviously find out if she is guilty of anything, like Cecilia, like the rest of Cecilia's group that was sentenced, or if Lizette actually, in fact, finally realized the truth and she is just on the run for her life as well, like many others. I'm obviously, honestly hoping for the latter part, because I dread to know that there's still a person out there that Cecilia could still potentially manipulate, even while Cecilia is in jail, and still get her to do whatever Cecilia wants. That is a terrifying thought. I mean, amongst the hitmen that I've mentioned and various other things, now knowing that Lizette actually really exists, there's another person added to the list. But now, the other thing that I wanted to mention regarding Lizette and also the trip to Krugersdorp, one of my stops was a specific hotel. I don't want to mention the name of the hotel, although as far as I know, I think the hotel's name has been already publicized in some places. But this hotel was a very, very popular or main feature for Cecilia to point out. At times she would tell me that Lizette was trying to escape from the occult, and she is now hiding in that hotel. So Lizette supposedly lived in that hotel for a time period. And then as other people, supposed people that didn't actually not exist, the same hotel was also used in each conversation. These people always ended up hiding at this specific hotel. And there were many, many hilarious now, should I say, scenarios that were portrayed to me. I mean, for one, Lizette apparently could also turn into a werewolf, and so could some of these other people who escaped from the occult. And there apparently was one night where it was full moon, and during full moon, a bloodline witch that can change into a wolf or a werewolf has no control over the transformation and will automatically start changing, lose control, and go on a hunt to obviously kill and eat. Basically, like the movies. So, in this one specific scenario Cecilia portrayed to me, Lizette had apparently lost control during this full moon. She had fully transformed. Before the full moon hour, should I say, I know there's different times of the day where the full moon or different moon phases is at its peak. So as the time was getting closer to the full moon reaching its full process, or you know what I mean, Lizette apparently had locked herself in this room and in the hotel room and done everything she possibly could to make sure that when she transformed, she could not escape. However, the story goes that when Lizette transformed, being a werewolf, she was able to break out of the hotel room and somehow managed to make it onto the roof of this hotel. Only later, I don't know if it was a few minutes or a few hours later after the apparent transformation, one of the other apparent occult members, a male specifically, but does not exist, went to go and check on Lizette to see if she was okay, found that she had transformed and somehow managed to get her inside, back into the hotel room, get her locked up again, and until she changed back. I was told that the room in the hotel was completely destroyed. As you can imagine, I mean, a werewolf would have terrible claw marks at the very least all over the place, never mind anything else. So these were the stories that revolved around this specific hotel. Anyone that was hiding to escape from the occult, that's where Cecilia would send them to hide. The interesting part is, during investigation, I later found out that after I had given the investigators information about the specific hotel just to inquire to see if anything had gone on there. I mean, I gave them everything I knew. The investigators actually found out that Cecilia had hidden a prostitute there. Obviously and highly doubtfully a prostitute from the occult, since Cecilia was not from the occult. But Cecilia was hiding a prostitute there. I was not told for what purpose. I was not told any further details than that. But one can only imagine, given Cecilia's sexuality for one, Cecilia's manipulation, or even just for the pure simple fact that Cecilia liked to take innocent people, regardless of who they are, what they do, basically kidnap them, and then later on kill them. I was not told if this prostitute was still alive, so I honestly don't know. That question is very much unanswered, but I must just say that driving through Krugersdorp, there were so many memories flashing by, too many for one trip, but this specific hotel was of prime importance for many more reasons than I was even aware of. I mean, like I said, Lizette, apparent non-existent occult pupil, a prostitute in hiding, and honestly, who knows what else Cecilia used this specific hotel for, because she was very well acquainted with being there, going there, using the place. What, my question is, it's a dumb question, what was the purpose of using this specific hotel, because it was not one that was hard to find. It was actually quite visible, but she was very proud of this hotel. It was like her, I suppose you could say, the first word that came to mind is, it's like her prison for her prisoners. Whether they be real people or imaginary people, this is where she would hold, or you know, these people, and create these events, whether these events actually did, in all honesty, happen, or they were just fabricated. I don't know if Cecilia randomly picked this hotel, or if there was some kind of importance behind it, for why she used this specific hotel, because in Krugersdorp, there's quite a few bed and breakfasts and quite a few other places she could have used, but it was always this one hotel. So, yeah, there's a lot of thoughts revolving around this topic. Lizette, the hotel, the prostitute, whether she's still alive or not, and honestly, what else really went on in that hotel?